the start of the game similar to the Capitals game?
Very similar. We didn't give ourselves a chance. It's hard to win. It's hard to score. And so when you know, they have good players, they make some plays, and we just weren't as sharp as we need to be off from the first shift, and we dug ourselves a hole.
They're a very good team, but it doesn't always account for getting off to a slow start. And I know you wanted that to happen. Why do you think that's been happening?
I'm not sure. It's something we have discussed and we will discuss further, because I thought we, Corey held us in, kind of abandoned him for a period or so, and he gave us a chance to crawl back into the game and make it a game, but you can't chase it and expect to win, and that's what we have done the past few nights. I thought when we had a little streak there, four games getting points, we were difficult to score on. We made teams work for their chances. You know, that we can be better than that, but we allowed ourselves to stay in games and give ourselves a chance to win and get points, where the past two nights we've fallen behind early. We've been chasing the game all night.
Do you feel like was there speed early on?
No, I feel like we just defensively we missorted repeatedly. And when you give a team like that a little bit of extra space and time on the puck, they're going to make plays and they are going to finish as they did.
Was this game particularly one where you just expected something different, a different kind of start, maybe regardless of score, but just, you know, where it'd be, you'd like what you were seeing a little better?
You would hope. We knew it would be a big test. They're an excellent team. So... you hope you have a great performance and let the result fall as it will. We didn't give ourselves a chance, so that's disappointing. It's not the end of the world. If we'd have played great and lost, that wouldn't have been the end of the world. It's still the same result as far as the points. But we need to give ourselves the opportunity to win hockey games, and when you start the way we did, you don't.
Do you see anything with Kane? On where there are times when they just off somehow?
I think the whole group was off in the first period. It seemed like shift after shift we were giving them space, we were missorting, there was mismatches, whether it was off the rush or in the defensive zone. And it's, I understand there's a transition between how they have played in the past and how we're going to play now, but we've shown we can do it. We've shown much better as far as how we handle those situations, and that's what we need.
Is the missorting, is that coming down to still understanding the system, or what?
Maybe. I think it's more like, it's not understanding, it's more so old habits. You guys play man-on-man when they're nine, so this isn't we're not reinventing the wheel here. But it's just awareness, it's preparation, so that when the puck drops and we're playing for real, we're ready, and that needs to be better.
When it got to four, were you starting to think at all about what to do there?
Yeah, he didn't want to come out. So, it says a lot about him. And he was there for his teammates and held the fort there. For me, it's my first, this is my, you know, I knew him from before, but this is kind of my first real interaction with him these past few games. And he's a warrior, plays for the team. And that's what you need to win.
You asked him after the first period, is that what you're...
Jimmy talked to him. It wasn't like, do you want to come in or out, or we're going to pull you? Just get a little feedback, and you want to stay in. So that's says a lot about
him. This is the seventh game where you guys have been held at two goals or less, excluding empty netters. Is there a way to get more offense out of this group?
Well, I think we saw it tonight as the game went on. I think we were much better at getting the net. There were some rebound opportunities. Goaltender played pretty well. He made some big saves. You know, the power play, the 6-on-5. Even before that, I think we were generating some things and getting in the hard areas, and that's what we need to do. And if you do that, night after night, you'll get rewarded, and we will too.
I do think the new pairings, defensive pairings?
Tough to say. I just think up and down the lineup, we were out of sync early on, and as the game went on, it got better, but I'm not going to make too many snap judgments.
Thank you.
Thanks.